Here's a special offer for Issues Etc. listeners. For any size gift during the Easter season, we'll send you a CD of an Easter and Ascension sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin. You can donate online, issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. And for any size gift between Easter Sunday and Ascension Day, we'll send you a CD of one of Todd's Easter and Ascension sermons.
All right. Something occurred this week when it came time to pick blog of the week that has never occurred in almost 2 years since the return of Issues, etc. Jeff and I don't consult with one another usually before we go on the air, maybe a few minutes before, as to what we've chosen as our blog of the week. And I'm reading through probably 100+ blogs. I'm not reading them all in detail, but I'm going through perusing probably 100+ blogs. And somehow, Jeff and I picked the same blog. Not the same blog post, but the same blog. And it comes from Kelly Clogus. Is that who it is?
Yes, up in Canada, Kelly's blog. And should I read mine first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you need to do the widget pitch thing? Have you done that?
I haven't done that yet.
Why don't you do that?
If you want us to read your blog, all you need to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. At the bottom of the page, you'll find this little thing called the Issues Etc. widget. There's a wide one, and then there's one that's square. You can take it and put it on your blog. It's not difficult to do. I think there are even instructions. Put it on your blog. When you have it there, then you need to email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, so we know that your blog has the widget and we can start reading and looking at it and paying attention to it and perhaps choosing it for Issues Etc. blog of the week.
Mine again is Kelly's blog, as is Todd's, but it's a blog post titled A Thought-Provoking Quote. What would things look like if Satan really took control of a city? Over a half a century ago, Presbyterian minister Donald Gray Barnhouse offered his own scenario in his weekly sermon that was also broadcast nationwide on CBS radio. Barnhouse speculated that if Satan took over Philadelphia, all of the bars would be closed, pornography banished, and pristine streets would be filled with tidy pedestrians who smiled at each other. There would be no swearing, the children would say yes, sir, and no, ma'am, and the churches would be full every Sunday, where Christ is not preached. It's a quote from Michael Horton's book, Christless Christianity. My pick for blog of the week, Kelly's blog.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kelly, for putting that one up. My pick is from the same blog, by coincidence, and it was Kelly is an artist. Is it Kelly who does these? Draw Boldly, little cartoons, and she did a couple after the Issues Etc. cancellation that were humorous. Maybe only to me, but they were humorous, and she did one also, I think, in conjunction with the Issues Etc. 24 that depicts someone who looks like Luther, someone that looks like Melanchthon, doing a little riff on the Issues Etc. 24. I won't give away any punchlines or read it to you. I'll let you read it for yourself. Go to Kelly's blog, but you'll find the link to both my pick at Kelly's blog and Jeff's, same blog, different posts, at our website tonight, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. blog of the week, look for our picks. A special thanks to Dr. Ken Sherb, who's not only a regular guest here on Issues Etc., and a very good one, by the way, but also pastor at Zion Lutheran Church in Moberly, Missouri. That's mid-state Missouri, a little bit north. That congregation, Zion and Moberly, is part of the Issues Etc. 300, a growing group of congregations. We're aiming for 300 of them to begin with, that are supporting Issues Etc. in their annual budget. That means Issues Etc. is a line item in their budget. Just like you put missionary support, advertising, marketing, any of those kinds of things in your annual budget, Issues Etc. is in there to the tune of $1,000 or more. Congregations that do this become part of the Issues Etc. 300. You can find out how to take this idea to your congregation and ask them to join the Issues Etc. 300 by going to our website, issuesetc.org, click support. You'll find there a link to a flyer that you can download and print off and take to your congregation. And we thank all those who have become Issues Etc. 300 congregations, and especially this day, Dr. Ken Sherb and Zion Lutheran Church in Moberly, Missouri. In hour two of Issues Etc. this Friday afternoon, the 23rd of April, we're going to spend some time with Robert Spencer first, talking about the Army's decision to rescind its invitation to Franklin Graham, that is Billy Graham's son, for the Pentagon's National Day of Prayer service. They had invited him, and then they got some complaints. We'll find out from whom. And then they rescinded their invitation. Too controversial of a figure for the Pentagon's prayer service. Then Gretchen Pasentino will join us for about 10 minutes in the middle of the hour. We'll talk with her about Gaia worship and Earth Day and kind of the New Age connection between Earth Day and environmentalism. We'll round off this Friday's Issues Etc. with you, playing Soundbite of the Week. Four pieces of Issues Etc. audio drawn from this week that we'll play for you, and then you get to call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You can even listen to these in advance by going to our website, issuesetc.org. There on the homepage, links to the four soundbites that you get to consider for Soundbite of the Week. issuesetc.org. And you can call us, email us, Twitter us, or leave a vote at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or call in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our email address here in the studio on this Friday afternoon, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us also at Issues ETC. When we come back, Robert Spencer of Jihad Watch will be with us. We'll find out why the Pentagon rescinded its invitation to Franklin Graham to speak at their National Day of Prayer service.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.